This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Assam, more than 1,15,000 people have taken shelter in relief camps as the flood situation continues to remain grim, with the worst impact being felt in Sibsagar, Charaideo and Jorhat districts. According to latest report, 14 more flood-related deaths have been reported. Rescue and relief operations are being carried out on a war footing following heavy rains in Gujarat. 5 deaths are confirmed so far by the State Relief Commissioner. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall today in parts of Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the flood situation in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Sarma said that the Prime Minister sought an update on the extent of the devastation, the progress of relief operations and the challenges being faced on the ground. He said that Prime Minister Modi assured him of every possible assistance from the central government to support the ongoing relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. Mr. Sarma also said that the people of Assam are deeply grateful to the Prime Minister for his reassurance and steadfast support during this difficult time. The government will hold another round of discussions with the CJP delegation today on its demand for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent examination paper leaks. Union Ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh met the CJP delegation in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting they gave a patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, in a press conference in New Delhi today, demanded the removal of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan from the cabinet. The Congress leader also demanded that those allegedly responsible for the assault on students during the protest should be held accountable. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that his remarks to the media outside Parliament had been maliciously doctored using artificial intelligence to create and circulate a deep fake video in an attempt to spread misinformation. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said he had filed a police complaint and an FIR has been registered at the Chanakipuri police station this morning. He stressed that the irresponsible misuse of AI to mislead the public will not be tolerated. In Ladakh, Kargil War Memorial at Dras is fully prepared to host the grand celebration of the 27th Kargil Vijay Divas, commemorating India's victory in Operation Vijay. The 2-day commemorative events beginning today with a series of programs honoring the courage and supreme sacrifice of the Indian Armed Forces who laid down their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. Tomorrow, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead the nation in paying homage to the martyrs of Operation Vijay. The sacred city of Puri in Odisha is set to witness one of the most magnificent rituals of the annual Rath Yatra this evening, as Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra will be adorned in the resplendent Suna Besha or golden attire. Lakhs of devotees from across the country and abroad are expected to gather along the grand road to behold the celestial splendour of the sibling deities. Devashyani Ashadhi Ekadashi, one of the most sacred observances dedicated to Lord Vishnu, is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra resumed today after remaining suspended for 6 days due to inclement weather conditions. The Yatris have been advised to strictly adhere to the advisories issued by the administrations for a safe pilgrimage. India's boxing campaign got off to a strong start at the Commonwealth Games in Scotland, with star pugilist Lovlina Borgohain securing at least a bronze medal after receiving a direct entry into the women's 75kg semi-finals. Para powerlifter Jhandu Kumar opened India's medal account with a bronze in the men's heavyweight event, marking the country's first podium finish of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.